Hello everybody. Today I'd like to tell you more about starting conversations with native speakers when you are travelling to England or another English-speaking country. Also, how to make the conversations a little more friendly. Places you can safely start conversations in the country where English is spoken. Hotel reception areas, train station platforms, bus stops, tourist information offices, in shops or supermarkets, museums, art galleries, taxis, airport lounges, hairdressers, ice cream kiosks or newspaper stands, in restaurants or cafes, at car boot sales, or maybe on the beach. I don't recommend talking to people in the street unless it's just to ask for the time or directions. Of course, speaking with people you don't know isn't the ideal way to practice English. But it is often these places where people who are learning English can have an opportunity to speak it, as they maybe do not know any native speakers. So be careful where you speak and to whom. This is just common sense. For example, if you are a woman alone, then speak to people in public places. It will be surprising that maybe you can start an interesting conversation and then get the chance to practice. Number one, decide the reason for speaking to somebody. Maybe just to find something about a place, or just to get to know more about what the place is like. Ask a small question to start with. Something like, could you tell me where? Or do you know where or what time? How, and then the rest of the question. Number three, once the conversation has started, then slow down your speech a little more than you want to. This will give you some time to think more about what you want to say, and also give the person you are speaking with the chance to get used to your particular accent and way of speaking. Number four, don't forget to add please or thank you where you need to, and to also nod your head a bit to show that you understand what the other person is saying. Number five, ask small questions, and if they give you a long answer that you can't remember all the detail of, for instance with directions, then say, oh, thanks. Let me just write this down, please. Number six. If they ask about you, be glad to tell them something, but not very personal information. Number seven. I don't recommend that you talk about money, politics, religion, unless you get to know the person quite well. For instance, if you are staying in the same hotel for some days and you've spoken a lot. Number eight, enjoy the conversation. Never worry about mistakes. Keep the conversation light-hearted and not too detailed. Number nine, when the conversation finally stops, don't forget to say something like, oh, it was nice talking with you. Number 10, if you do want to take a photo for any reason, don't forget to ask first if the other person minds. I hope this advice is useful. Bye for now.